2 Kings 22, verses 3 to 7, and 2 Chronicles 34, verses 8 to 13. I'll be sticking with the 2 Chronicles 34 passage. Josiah's Reforms, Part 2. Now you recall that Josiah was only 8 when he came to the throne. And he came to the throne of Judah at a very late stage in their history. Israel had gone into captivity in the north. Josiah's father, Amon, was an evil king. And this young lad inherits this appalling state of affairs. But he shows himself a tremendous instrument for good in the hand of God. He was only 8 when he came to the throne. When he was 16, in the 8th year of his reign, 15 or 16, he began his reforms. And in the previous discourse, we looked at the reforms, part 1, very, very largely negative, pulling down, destroying, removing idolatry. Now we come to the second great step. Verse 8 of 2 Chronicles 34. In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, so he's in his mid-20s, he began to purify the land and the temple. And he did this by sending men to repair the temple of the Lord his God. The positive now. Removing the idolatry, smacking up the Asherah poles and all the rest. Getting rid of the Baal temples and everything else. Now repairing the temple of the Lord his God. Now money is involved, verse 9. The money has been collected, but the money is now passed on. The repair of the temple, not just collect the money, but spend it. Not just debate about it, but get down to it, rolling up their sleeves and repairing the temple. You know, some men today in the gospel are always preparing material, always getting ready for something, always hoping something might come, but nothing ever comes out of it. But here is Josiah making sure they're not just getting the material collected together. It's not just wasting there, standing idly. No. Do it. Do it. I used to hold exhibitions for my paintings in some rooms, where there was a mantelpiece. And carved on the mantelpiece was the motto, "Do ye next thing. Do the next thing." In other words, don't just sit around loafing about hoping something might happen, dreaming of it, but do it. And Josiah and his reign is marked by this kind of caliber. He says, do this, do that, and they got the money spent. They entrusted it to the man appointed to supervise the work on the Lord's temple. All the men were paid, and they gave money to the carpenters, the builders, the masons, and so on. And all the work was done. The men did the work faithfully. You see, Amon and others had allowed the temple, as it says in verse 11, to fall into ruin. It was decayed. It was crumbling. It was gathering dust. It wasn't going anywhere. It was dying. It had died. It had been allowed to fall into ruin. But these men under Josiah did the work faithfully. He appointed governors, foremen for it, as we read in verse 12. And the people were skilled in other things as well, but they rolled their sleeves up and got their hands dirty and chapped and cut as they labored. They bent their backs and they were tired in the evening. They did their work. And all the people were involved in it, from the top to the bottom. It was all thought out. It was all done in order. It was the removal of idolatry and the setting up of the positive temple of the Lord again. It wasn't a flash in the pan. There was diligence here. There was continual, constant labor over years. It was a responsible reign, and he was bringing responsibility back into Judah's life. It wasn't a 5-minute job. You can't undo decades of neglect and evil and corruption in 5 minutes. But they weren't just debaters, as I've said. They were doers of the work. This is a new covenant principle. It's a scriptural principle. James chapter 1, verse 22. Don't just be hearers of the word. Don't just be readers of the word. But be doers of the word. Don't debate it. Don't set up conferences and bring in confessions and set up statements and put up committees and all the rest of it. Get down to it. That's what Josiah is telling me. And of course, he was doing it all for the glory of his God, praising God, restoring the true covenant system that God had given to Israel centuries before at Sinai through Moses, going back to David, going back to Solomon, obeying the prophets, keeping the law of the Lord. Well, I find this a tremendous challenge. I find this a tremendous encouragement. I find it a rebuke. Am I just planning, hoping, dreaming of working for the Lord? Do ye next thing. Work while it is day, for the night is coming when no man can work. Be doers of the word, not mere hearers only. Too much spectating is going on in the churches of Christ today. People come to watch and to listen, to see a performance. In the pulpit, in the so-called band, in the musicians, in the refreshments and all that. It's just one big spectator sport for many people. That's not New Covenant system. That's not the gospel. That's not what I read in my New Testament. That's not what I read in the scriptures. And it's certainly not what I read here. Josiah put in place a system where men were devoted to serving God, removing the rubbish. And how much rubbish there is to remove today, and setting up the true, going back to Scripture, and how we need His Spirit and His stamp today. Brother and sister, if you were engaged in this, may you be encouraged by Josiah. Brother and sister, if you're making excuses, well, I'm too young, I'm too old, I've got too much to do, let Josiah rebuke you. He, being dead, still speaks to us. Oh, may we learn from these passages. They're not just historical records. They're written for our learning upon whom the end of the ages has come, 1 Corinthians 10. May we follow the lessons. Faithful, diligent, loyal, and all for the glory of God, workish for God. May we be such. May we not cumber the ground, but be workers for Christ, for His glory, in these dark and dying days. Yes, there is so much neglect. Yes, there is so much idolatry. Yes, there is so much paganism and worldliness. But may we do what we can, how we can, when we can, doing all for the glory of God. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. As I say, for the glory of God. May it be so for Christ's sake. Amen.